You're listening to The Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 65, The 8 Traits of Successful Modern Entrepreneurs.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Durand.
Aloha, escape artists, e komomai. Welcome to the Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 65, The 8 Traits of Successful Modern Entrepreneurs. We're broadcasting live today from the Laguna Beach House in Laguna Beach, California. Next time you are in Orange County, check out the lagunabeachhouse.com or their sister property, the inn at lagunabeach.com. Now, I did a little survey of my audience recently, and I was a little surprised, which is exactly why we all need to survey our audiences, clients, and customers so that we know what they really are thinking. We can't just guess what people want or think because more than likely we'll guess wrong. And it's just so much easier to straight out and ask them what they want. This is the one reason why maybe in the past you've created a program or a package and you didn't do the research first and there's just no sales at all. You hit publish on your sales page or you open up your online shopping cart and there's crickets, there's nothing. This is just one reason. There could be many reasons why your programs or your products aren't selling. But this might be one of the basics that you just overlook. I see a lot of people skipping this step of research and survey and market research. And this is the one thing that could save you a whole lot of time and headache and Kleenex from crying about your program not selling. In this survey, about 80% of the respondents said that they prefer the solo episodes to this podcast over the ones with guests, which is a little bit sad for my guests, but I mean, it's very flattering, but I am completely surprised at these results. And I'm currently recording more solo episodes, and we're changing the format of the ones with the guests to fit what the audience prefers and wants and is asking for. You can see we take action really quickly here from the feedback we receive. If you didn't get a chance to participate in the survey, but you'd like to give your opinion, you can always email us at any time at aloha@ericaduran.co. What we would really appreciate is your review on iTunes. I think we have almost 50 reviews now, and they're all 5-star. And I read and I'm so grateful for every single one of them. So if this show has helped you in any way at all, I'd love to hear about that and your experiences. We are also not going to be mailing out for the video summits that I participate in. The summits I participate in are always around starting a freedom business, so I thought that passing along an invitation could be helpful so my audience could see how hundreds and hundreds of other people do this as well. But again, the reader feedback coming in is saying that they don't want these invitations to any video summits, and I'm listening. I'll still post them on social media so you won't miss them entirely, but I won't be doing the solo mailer invites anymore. There are a few that I have accepted the invitation to be on already, and they're already scheduled, or some that have already even been filmed. But what I did was I called up the video summit host, and I was able to work out a compromise with them. So what I worked out, and this could help you try if you're trying to figure out a way to compromise through something, is I'm going to be mailing out a piece of content around the video summit. So maybe the content will be about how to set up your home or office to record your own video summit, or maybe some of the equipment you might want to use, or even how to get yourself on these summits for your topic and your audience's interests. But I won't be doing any of those solo mailers anymore with the kind of canned response writing from the host. Now, this week on the podcast, we're going to be discussing the 8 traits of successful modern entrepreneurs. And good news, ladies, women already naturally possess 6 of these 8 traits. This is a topic I learned about 4 or 5 years ago from one of my mentors, and it seems us women are still working on those last 2 traits. But I've seen us getting a lot better over the past few years, so that's really good news too. But first, before we dive into these 8 traits, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome to Laguna Beach, California. Footsteps from room to village to sea, no car required. The Laguna Beach House and the Inn at Laguna Beach. 2 unique boutique hotel properties to make your stay memorable in Orange County's premier destination. The Laguna Beach House, chic coastal decor and vintage furniture create the look and feel of an open, airy beach cottage. Their convenient location is within a short walking distance to Main Beach and downtown Laguna Beach. Personalized service and attention to detail provide for the ultimate Laguna Beach getaway. And the Inn at Laguna Beach. Experience a luxury escape in the heart of Laguna Beach with the finest art galleries, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. Enjoy unsurpassed views of the Pacific Ocean from your beachfront hotel room, the pool, and the Pacific Terrace rooftop bar. Blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today, 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you. To see which beautiful property is right for you and to book your stay, visit innatlagunabeach.com or thelagunabeachhouse.com. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. Women, our courage hasn't caught up with our opportunity. For women entrepreneurs these days, there is an opportunity around every corner, especially with us now being able to leverage our time, location, and market reach with the internet. There is no reason at all for us to be held back from creating the lifestyle and income of our dreams. But sometimes it feels like our courage hasn't quite caught up yet. Remember, you already have everything you need to create a successful service-based business or a product that could change people's lives. Now it's time to mold all that we know into something that can provide and support the lifestyle that you want to live. Now, about 4 years ago, I learned that there are 8 traits of a successful modern entrepreneur. And great news, women already naturally possess 6 out of these 8 traits. So let's dive in right now. Number 1 is resilience. The definition of resilience is the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress. So this is such as family or relationship problems, serious health problems, or workplace and financial stressors. It basically means bouncing back from difficult experiences, and that says it all, doesn't it? Women are extremely well at adapting to any type of experience. This is both good and bad because sometimes we tend to stay too long in a bad situation. But with this fast pace of an online marketplace, this is where the resilience or adaptability will come to be great service to us. Number 2 is your intuition. Women seem to have some kind of speedy DSL line to source energy. Personally, I know whenever I've gone against my gut feeling, it has been a bad decision. I know that when I try to think my way through decisions and not feel my way through them, I can usually get myself into some big trouble. Women need to embrace this gift that we have in being able to have this sort of just knowing and wisdom running through our beings. Number 3 is an awareness of trends. women have diffuse awareness and are better at multitasking. And I am not a proponent of multitasking, but it does come in handy sometimes. This is a leftover gift from our survival days and from our caveman days. We had to not only gather berries and cook, but also make sure our child didn't get eaten by the local saber-toothed tiger. Men have more of a single task focus, which is amazing, but it doesn't serve them that well in sometimes some modern day businesses when you have to be always present on Facebook and blogging at the same time in this fast pace. Number four is organization, and women are natural at organizing. They tend to be the organizers of the home, the finances, the social calendar, meal planning, all those kinds of things. In modern online business, there are so many moving pieces. We're not just selling cupcakes here. We must organize a ton of little pieces of data to put together launches and keep track of all these media files. And now more than ever, with things being intangible, it is even easier for them to fall through the cracks if you're not well organized. Number five is reinvention. Women are constantly reinventing themselves all the time in big ways and little small ways. From a new haircut to rebranding their entire business, women adapt to change well and perhaps even thrive in it. Just look at women like Madonna and Oprah. They are always reinventing themselves. Why is this important to modern day online business? Well, you need to stop waiting for everything to be perfect and course correct along the way instead, especially in a modern freedom-based online business. Number six is communication. Women are masters at communicating, sharing, being relatable, and expressing their feelings. In a modern online business, you need to stand out from the noise and perceived competition. Now, I say perceived competition because I truly don't believe in competition, because we are all so unique and will attract our own tribe and our own clients that are meant for us. But in order to be visible online, we must honestly share and express our brand essence. If you're sharing and being visible, trying to mimic someone, you're not going to attract the right clients to you. Now, my business took off when I claimed my affinity for luxury and added dachshunds and palm trees to my website banner. Even though some might say it looks unprofessional and hurts my credibility, I didn't want to be another Me Too business coach wearing a suit with my arms folded in my website banner. But the women that palm trees and luxury and little dachshunds resonate with, they became even more interested, and it was almost like they received permission to add whatever lit them up into their own brand. Even though, of course, they didn't need any permission at all, this thing that lit them up was always within them. But it just seemed like it gave them a license to do the same. Communicating your personality, messaging in your marketing, and content is key. Also, communication serves you in networking online and offline and during sales conversations. Learning how to communicate properly is probably the number one skill, in my opinion, to achieve a freedom-based business and luxury lifestyle next to mindset. Mindset's probably the number one thing, I would say. But communication, there's just so much writing and speaking and sharing that goes on nowadays that it's probably a quick number two. Now for the two traits that women need to get comfortable with in order to get their desires more quickly and at the same time help more people. So number seven is risk-taking. We are not in any real danger anymore. We are no longer hiding from tigers and bears on a daily basis. And if you're listening to this, you probably have a roof over your head and you know where your next meal's coming from. Yet our minds haven't fully caught up with our present existence. We still let fear hold us back on so many levels. being fearful to be seen on Facebook or to produce podcasts or record videos, to reach out to someone you don't know and message them or cold call. Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of these fears. Our courage really needs to catch up with our opportunity. We are not in any real danger anymore, so we need to work out our mindset and wealth consciousness practices each and every day like we're training for a marathon. Number 8 is developing partnerships. Women are the keys to relationships, and we build them very naturally. However, we're not yet very good at building strategic relationships and partnerships that will move us forward. We don't want to bother people or sound pushy, and it leaves us broken, struggling, basically. It feels a little weird at first, but start reaching out to strategic partnerships that could benefit you or where there could be a win-win situation for both. Who is in your industry but not direct competition to you that can refer to you? Who has a list full of people that are also your ideal client and or target market? Reach out to strategic partners. The worst they can say is no. The last two traits, risk-taking and developing strategic partnerships, are what we can focus on to balance out what we are already good at naturally. I know a lot of experts say to focus on your strengths and just forget and let go of what you're not good at. And for the most part, I agree with that statement, but not this time. In this case, these are the two traits that if you can get just a little bit better at, it could change your lifestyle and income forever. Now, if you would like some support, accountability, and expert guidance to move through these false fears and get the business and lifestyle of your dreams, then I invite you to request a complimentary Aloha Strategy session with me today. Pauhana Escape Artists, work is done on this episode. So how many of those traits do you have? How many are you still working on? Remember, progress, not perfection, is the way to go here. I do believe in improving what you are already good at, and it's more natural and easier, but if you want to succeed, you just might have to step a little bit out of that comfort zone and work on what you are not so naturally good at. Develop these 8 traits and you're on your way to your freedom business and luxury lifestyle that you've always wanted. Remember, the next time you escape to the beach in beautiful Orange County, California, you check out the Laguna Beach House or the Inn at Laguna Beach. All the links and resources for this episode are at ericaduran.co/65. And to be a part of our next live Q&A show and receive some laser coaching for free, or get some support around your next steps, go to ericaduran.co/question. If you want to chat personally and privately to figure out how you can develop these 8 traits yourself, or to figure out your next steps to taking your business or lifestyle and stop second-guessing yourself all the time, then you can request your complimentary Aloha Strategy session at ericaduran.co/aloha. A hui ho until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.